Despídeme, despídeme salude. Saluda, saluda. Saluda, saluda. Cuando yo salude. Despídeme, despídeme del sol. Despídeme del sol. Despídeme. Despídeme. Despídeme del sol. Despídeme.
Trabajo para mariachis y solo ve televisión.
Lamento escucharlo.
Aunque él nunca fue bueno, no como yo lo seré. Escucha esto.
huevo. Bueno, ya estamos de vuelta en este programa especial en inglés de Yuka Stereo. Espero lo estén disfrutando tanto como nosotras. Y pues vamos a seguir platicando aquí con todas las maravillosos invitados. Tenemos a... Let's do the names again. So, you know, Doctora Kimberly, Roseanne from Makeup. And then was it Scott Elliott?
Yes.
And then Jason?
Elliot Scott.
Elliot Scott, sorry. It's, yeah. I'm like reading, you know, when you're in elementary school, you know, Scott Elliott.
Well, Elliot Scott. The one in the corner, so I would know.
And then, was it...
Simon?
Simon CK. There you go, Simon CK. And Andrew?
Andrew, yep.
There you go. So, you know, after only just 80 minutes, I'm remembering a few names. Anyway, so, we're chatting quickly. We'll quickly chat with Rose again about, because we asked her a question offline about, you know, who her favorite boss was ever, favorite director, and it was not Scott. No, just kidding. No, we were asking her about the, if there was any, you know, Dr. Kimberly was asking if there was any specialization in the makeup, you know, studies. Anyway, just repeat that, anyway, what you said about trying the different, you know, types of or kinds of makeups that... Are
yeah.
there?
Actually, I went to a special film school called Vancouver Film School, which is pretty, famous, called VFS. And I actually turned into makeup artist recently, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Before that, I was just working as a normal, like, company officers, like, doing marketing planning and stuff. And then... I really wanted to be a creative person, so I decided to quit my job and then to get some skills, special skills, and then I found the school and I came to Vancouver to study abroad. And my school was actually teaching makeup skills, everything for the film and TV. So we had to start learn from like natural makeups, like corrective makeup, and then beauty makeup, and after that maybe some sick makeup and out of kit effects, which means that we don't use any extra kits to make people look different from what usually they look like. They get hit and they got scars and things. And after all those, we started to be more creative. We have to create our own prosthetic pieces and then become creative and then make our own monsters or any kind of characters that we can think of. And then we do prosthetic makeups. So with all those courses, we had to like learn for 1 year. And then after graduation, we get to go into the industry. So it was a very fun classes. And then, yeah.
Sorry, I need to know, do you have any inspirational people? Like, is there anyone that you follow that is like the person that you want to be or that you aspire to be?
Oh.
Have you watched any movie that there's some makeup scene or artist there that you're like, oh, this was, you know?
Yeah, actually, the movie that made me to decide to learn makeup was called The Mask, which is a pretty old but a fantastic movie. When I was watching the movie, I was still very little, and then, but I saw all those were done by CG. Like, I saw it's fake. But then when I see the behind the scenes clips, I find out actually people did makeup on the actors, and then it was real. And I was so surprised, and then I thought, oh, we can create the monsters or fantastic stuff on people's faces directly instead of like just using CG and stuff. So I really wanted to have those skills, and then that's what made me to go into the industry.
Oh, that's great. And I'm going to jump into the kind of the same question for our actors tonight. So what got you to go into acting? Whoever want to goes first, like...
I guess I can...
you both have to answer, so you know, you're not going to get away from the question.
Okay, yeah, no, my passion for acting is because I've got a history degree, and I've researched my cousin's movie A River Runs Through It. And so we knew we were related, but we just didn't know how. And so eventually I found out how we were related through going through the Scottish Genealogical Society and finding out all the connections in a book, actually, called 600 Years in the Hebrides, which was printed by Amazon. And then eventually I started reaching out to my cousins down in the States, and we started talking because they knew that their grandfather, which would be my great-great-grandfather's third cousin, was in the same area we were in Manitoba. And everyone on our side of the family knew we were related, but we didn't know how we were related. And then eventually I decided to just take courses at Athabasca University with movie and film genre theory, storyboarding, movie psychology, the television age. And I've been in background acting before for years. And then I decided to eventually make that plunge and go forward to do speaking roles. And I have now 7, soon to be 9 IMDb credits, with 2 coming up in various films and commercials and whatnot. And I enjoyed acting. I enjoyed the field and enjoyed everything. And as I tell people, that my main goal at the end is to meet Brad Pitt, since he played my cousin in the movie River Runs Through It. I was in the newspapers in Montana. I was in old TV where I used to live in Alberta, in a documentary. And just recently, last October, I was in the Hollywood News North magazine regarding my research and my family's background with the movie A River Runs Through It, about actually what happened, the book versus the movie versus the real-life story. So I had to talk about that. So I got into acting because of my family's background. That's where it really started.
Cool. And Mr. CK?
Well, I guess technically I got into acting from really a friend who recommended me to Elliot, named Felice, mm-hmm. And she said, oh, if you want to, you know, do some movies, I know this director, and he does all these, like, monster movies and stuff like that. And I always was interested in acting. I'm more like a music guy myself. Like, I play a lot of different instruments. You know, currently going to a music school called, like, Pleasant Mountain Music over on Broadway, like, in Vancouver. Because they're, like, the only school that does, like, metal and stuff like that, where a lot of schools just do your regular pop and stuff.
Now
like
we're
that.
Talking.
Yeah, exactly. So you can learn.
Sorry, get a little closer to the mic, please.
Yeah, there's, like, drop-ins that they have where you can learn, like, extreme vocals and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is some cool stuff, right? So I'm like, all right. Never actually went to school for...
Is his name Scott? Is his name Scott, the guy running the program?
Oh, the school?
Or the program for the metal?
No, actually, it's a female instructor, because she's, like, in a metal corp, and her name's Kelsey. But Chris is the guy.
Chris,
he's, like, co-owner for that school, right?
Yeah,
so they have so many different fun things there, too. Not just metal, but they have, like, karaoke. So it's really, like, a fun thing. So I like music, and I like, of course, you know, the acting as well. So
do you know Bixen? Bixen?
Bixen? I don't think so.
Okay. I think I've talked to Chris,
Chris once or twice
before.
Chris King, yeah, and he's one of the co-owners, because they also do musical theater. And when we were just at this rap party on Friday, and there was actually a lot of VFS students that were there as well. But it was like a kind of like a industry thing, like a mingler for like actors and other people in, like, you know, film and movie and whatnot. But it's weird. A lot of them were actually into musical theater as well. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I was talking to them about that place, because, I mean, I just discovered that place, like, last summer when they apparently advertise on Reddit, which allows you to advertise towards people who like metal, because a lot of places don't have a specific target. So...
Do they have a metal choir as well?
Yes, they do metal choir and metal ensemble. I was actually going to their metal choir last year after I was doing the drop-ins in the summer. So for this, pretty much for the, I guess, fall, winter, and then the spring one. And then I stopped right now because I'm actually dropping in doing guitar right now. Because I took guitar as a kid, but didn't really, like, I like playing guitar and do a lot of noise with the guitar, but I don't know any of the theory, any of the stuff behind it, so I figured, you know, why not? Because the group classes are really fun, so that's why.
I think I actually was I went to the metal choir once. It was like they had a karaoke night or something, and it was actually really fun.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah. They do have the metal karaokes a lot. And last summer they even had like a karaoke over in the Granville Plaza on Granville Street, and it was like anyone was walking by, because people, you know, those outdoor plazas where they close like a block down and they just have outdoor seating, and it was really cool because people just was like, all right, you know, there's free karaoke here, why not, kind of thing. And there's all sorts of people walking by and just joining in and singing, right? So that was cool too.
Yeah, that's the one thing I talked to Chris about, this metal choir, and there was going to be a show, and anyway, so mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tuesdays,
yeah,
and
cool things.
What they do, and it's yeah. Awesome. It's fun.
Yeah, that's what it rang a bell.
Okay,
I've talked to him. Anyway,
nice.
I just remember the name, of course. Why would I, you know? Okay, so I guess we have like 5 more minutes of show. So, any other, you know, last topics, last thoughts?
I guess I'll kind of spin sort of like our sort of next film. We've already started filming. It'll be the first time I venture outside of Canada to film something. Before, I've only filmed in and around Vancouver and in and around Calgary. Calgary, because I've been in the film festivals there for like 3 years in a row, at different film festivals. So I kind of ended up getting a Calgary bunch also, so I have like a different bunch of people in Calgary than I do here. Calgary is actually almost entirely like Korean and Cantonese speaking though. But yeah, it's a little different. I picked up some bands in Calgary too, so I get the bands that are gonna drive a big van and they're going out to practice their music in the forest, and then a killer grizzly bear is gonna rip them apart. So that's gonna be another movie I do. But yeah, right now I'm going to be filming, and we filmed already some. So we did like 5 days in like Wuhan, China. So that's like, for like an independent movie, that's like huge, because it's very hard to get into China. It's very hard to film. But my director of photography is Chinese, so that helps out a lot. And I basically told them that the reason they gave me the okay on it is I said, I'm only bringing in 4 people from Canada. Everyone else is going to be a local. And then it's like, oh, okay, no problem. It was like, okay, you're bringing in all the local people. You're giving local people things to do. So then they're basically like, okay. But it's the first Chinese movie based on the Yiren, which is China's version of Bigfoot. Now, China's version of Bigfoot's a little different. So he basically kidnaps Chinese village girls and carries them off to his cave. And at first I was scratching my head, and I was like, how can I make that movie so it doesn't look like a 1950s B-movie with a guy in a rubber suit carrying away a girl, you know, and taking her into the cave? So I decided to build it a lot on, like, the cultural aspects of China, which ended up making the Chinese government, like, very happy that I wanted to put so much Chinese language in the film. And I wanted to film in so many temples in China. Mm. And I got to go and film into a forest which is 90% illegal to enter. So it was very crazy. And they gave us these packages, and 5 packages. Each package was a different serum for a different venomous snake. So they said, if you get bit by the yellow snake, you have the yellow box and you have to jam it in your leg, or you have 10 minutes to live. So where I was like, whoa, come back on this again. So I had all these different snake venoms, and they had to tell me, like, show me pictures of what snakes, and hopefully we weren't going to. And they said that's why 90% of the forest is off limits, because of the amount of poisonous snakes in the forest. But it's also where in the 1970s, there was all these sightings of the Yiren, and he was kidnapping. Like, he's basically a blonde-haired version of Bigfoot, and he was kidnapping the women and then forcing them to have, like, mixed babies in the, basically, in the caves. So they actually have real caves, so we went into the real caves, and it was cool, like, almost like these, like, honey, like, upside-down cones were all, like, dripping, like, almost needles. Like, I was almost afraid to walk because you're afraid they're going to fall and come down, and they're almost like a sword, like, really long needly points all out of the ceiling, like the rock. So it was really cool to be in a cave and stuff. And yeah, like all the temples and everything, like, we got permission, like I said, to film places where even locals didn't get to film or go. So that's really quite amazing. And yeah, we're doing the same thing in Japan too, when we film the next film after that one, which is Hibigon, and it's kind of like Japan's version. and we're going to go to the Hebi Mountains. On the bottom of the mountains, there's a bunch of old temples, kind of in ruins, and we're going to film around those temples in Japan and everything. And hopefully I'll pay for her for a ticket and she flies out to be my makeup artist. Because she's Japanese, so that'll help us like in filming in like that prefecture of Japan and everything.
No, that's pretty cool. And it's interesting how, yes, like, you know, that the local government, whatever, like, well, as long as you're, you know, bringing some local people and then you're, at the end of the day, you're promoting, you know, like, it's going to be filming the city in the country, yeah. So
it's basically a small little teeny village in the middle of nowhere.
It's gonna be known, you know. Yeah. So it's tourism, is whatever, it's promotion. It's so it's so that's cool, and yeah, I guess nice that you can, you know, get some
and
permissions, funding, whatever to do that, because you're.
I'm the first guy also in BC that's worked with the Asian Film Alliance too. Which is really weird because there's such an Asian amount of people in BC. So be the first to like really work with them is kind of different. That's something that made me kind of shake. Oh, so I'm the first white guy to work with the Asian Film Foundation and Alliance, and I'm the first white guy to work with the Japanese Film Society. So all of those different film groups and everything kind of, I guess, like I said, it's the fact that I put the languages and the culture within the film. And to do a Hebigon movie too, nobody's made a Hebigon movie. The last time one was made was 1956.
Okay.
So there's never been a Japanese version of Bigfoot. The last one was in 1956, and the movie actually got banned for release actually in Japan. And it was the company Toho who brought out Godzilla that ended up making their own version of Bigfoot, basically, and the movie got banned in their own country. So it was, at first I thought it was going to be extremely difficult, but I got in contact with this company called Gaiga, and they make basically almost like Power Rangers TV shows in Japan kind of thing. Girls superheroes, it's girls only, kind of like challenging big giant monsters in Japan. So I got in contact with them, and they're the studio that's going to kind of help me with all the filming in Japan. So that'll be interesting. So yeah.
Okay. No, that sounds super, you know, super interesting, super, yeah.
Do you want to go with me?
Oh, yes, of course. I will.
All right.
So, yeah, it looks like I don't have to hire a makeup artist in Japan. I'm going to bring her with me.
There you go. And you have it, you know, you have it on air. So,
yeah.
Anyway. All right. So, well, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Really
thank
enjoy
you, everybody.
Your time here.
Yeah. And, yeah, best of luck with new endeavors, and hope they are as fun and